Best in chat radio, designed just for you.
Good morning and welcome to America's Web Radio. And that music can only mean one thing, and it's time for the Dan and...
Hey, I didn't know today was a holiday.
It is. You're getting paid overtime.
No, I'm not working today. I just wanted to let you know.
And which day of the week do you work?
I did a little work on Saturday.
It must have been a little. Rolling out of bed does not count as work.
No, I had my grandsons over, so they helped me get up out of bed. It was pretty easy when you had two boys jumping on you.
Oh, well, never mind. Okay, we have a very special guest on the line. This lady is... there would have been a time I would have said a strange business for a lady to be in, but as things have changed and the demands have changed, it's not that strange. We have Jessica Hazelar. Hazelar. Okay. And she is the founder and owner of Eclipse Holsters in Virginia. And we met on LinkedIn, and, you know, it was just fascinating. And so her information on LinkedIn was fascinating, and I wanted to contact her and get her on the Dan and Dave show and talk to her about her business, which is holsters, as well as the reason she got in it. And beyond that, Jessica, I don't know how we'll not add some politics to it, because I know every time someone opens his mouth, not you, Dan, but someone else that's in our White House opens his mouth, your business increases, as do gun dealers across the country's business increase, and people are seeing more and more the need for the Second Amendment and self-protection. So with all of that baloney said, Jessica, welcome to America's Web Radio and the Dan and Dave Show.
Thank you, both Dan and Dave. I'm very excited to be chatting with you. And I promise my four children who are listening live that I would say hello to them since I'm on the radio. So Brayden, Jamin, Ethan, and Jalen, hello. And my mom and dad in Alaska. Love you guys.
Surely, surely they're not listening in Alaska.
My family.
My gosh.
Well, they are. I texted them, and they're 4 hours behind, but I let them know that their daughter would be on the radio, and they're already up drinking coffee anyway.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll tell them to send a donation. No, I'm just teasing.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
And we thank you for listening. Yep. It increased our audience to two.
That's right. Oh, and I have four kids.
And four kids. I think we've set a record, Dave.
We may have set, yeah. Well, I hope we don't insult anybody. Dan, try to, you know, go brush your teeth or something, and be careful with what you say.
No, I put on socks today.
Gee, we were hoping for deodorant, but...
I'm polite.
Ah.
Jessica, we have dear friends who just moved to Anchorage, and he's a pilot. And she's a nurse, and they have two wonderful kids. And so I don't think they're listening this morning, but is your family in Anchorage?
My whole family lives in Fairbanks, so about almost 400 miles north of Anchorage.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent 4 years in the Anchorage area as an adult, and it's a little bit milder and kinder in the winter. So while Fairbanks is a frozen, you know, negative degree town, Anchorage is a little bit warmer and nicer.
Jessica,
what would be the temperature today in Fairbanks?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if it's below zero. I haven't looked at it. I definitely, you know, use my bragging rights living in Virginia now and constantly remind my family that it's toastier and warmer here. But it's probably close to zero. and dark, and everybody's thankful for their fireplaces and coffee.
Jessica, you're much too young to remember this, but as a Texan, we're still waiting on Alaska to start melting so we can again be the biggest state in the Union.
You know, we have big bragging rights over not only being larger than Texas, but, you know, we cover like two-thirds of the country if you put us on top. So.
Okay, so you're in the...
Yeah, and if they melt, our ocean is going to rise and Los Angeles is going to flood, so be careful what you wish for.
And who cares? Maybe Sean Penn.
Well, you know, as a Texas Tech graduate, you probably weren't aware that Alaska was a state.
That Alaska was what?
A state.
A state? No, well, you know.
Hawaii.
In Texas, we still don't consider it that way. But anyway, let's go on to what brought a young lady from Alaska to Virginia to make holsters?
Well, I ended up in Virginia because of my husband and his job. And, you know, we both were born and raised in Alaska and grew up there and kind of had always dreamed about moving to what we call America, because even though Alaska is part of America, you sort of feel isolated. We had some big changes happen in our life about a year ago and ended up in Williamsburg, Virginia. I had already been making holsters. I was working in a little shed in my backyard in Alaska and just kind of doing holsters for friends and family and slowly growing it into what has become, you know, just this great business for me now. But my job was easily movable, and, you know, he took a job here on the East Coast, and so we just packed up our four kids and ended up here in Williamsburg. And, you know, everything I do is mostly web-based, so I have a lot of social media, and within the last year have grown a really fantastic website thanks to, you know, somebody with greater computer skills than I building it and helping run it.
I can
ship nationwide and worldwide from my home.
Well, why don't you tell the folks your website and how they can find you? And you're on Facebook and LinkedIn and the walls.
Yeah, absolutely. On all social media accounts, the same. You can search under the same name. It's just Eclipse Holsters. And we are. I'm currently on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And then the address for my website is eclipseholsters.com.
I got to ask, where did you come up with the name Eclipse?
Well, that comes from me since about the age of two wanting to be an astronaut. And my whole life, my entire passion has been the space program and NASA and dreaming way beyond what's inside of our world. So while that didn't happen, me being an astronaut, everything that I do tends to relate to either the NASA, something NASA related or space or moon related. And so in coming up with a name for my business, I knew it had to have something to do with space. And so I tossed around a bunch of different ideas until Eclipse just seemed cool and perfect for me, totally personal and stuck. You'll see the side pages of my website are the surface of the moon. And there's just little tiny, you know, pieces of me and space things related to everything I do in my business.
So are you pushing?
You have a beautiful website. I love that picture of the moon. It's a wonderful, wonderful picture.
Thanks. I really love it too. Every time I get back on it, I think just how cool it all turned out.
Are you pushing for the first astronaut to that has to be carrying an Eclipse holster? Is that what this is all about?
If any astronaut ever asks me for anything, I think it would be the best product, the best holster I ever made. It would definitely be my favorite. And I would love to hand carry and personally deliver it to that astronaut.
Well, with the new technology of bringing back the ships and landing them, which was, Dan, I don't know, I know you're old enough to remember because we're the same age, more or less. You know, all of this stuff that's happening today, we were watching on television back in the 50s. with the space shows and all of this, and they would land their spaceships, and now that's happening. They're coming back. They're saving the spaceships, and I think the next one's going to be landed in California, off the coast of California. So Buck Rogers has come to pass, hasn't it?
That's right.
So you'll
it sure has, Dave, and I wish we could go one show without you bringing up age.
Well,
I think it's the Dave and Dan and the old fart show or something. I don't know.
Well, by the way, Dan,
I'm feeling old.
How is Moses, Dan?
Moses is wonderful.
Okay.
Jessica, when I hear you talk about being an astronaut, and I can pick up the passion in your voice, and I see the purpose that you have for your Eclipse pollsters. I have a management consultant here, and she's always telling me that successful people happen when their passion and purpose intersect. And I can see that on your website, and it's really fun to see. And congratulations for merging your passion and your purpose.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
So how did the holster, you know, there had to be some motivation besides the astronauts to get in the holster business. What did you see and say, well, I can solve that problem?
Well, the holster side came, I've just been doing it about 3 years. And to be honest, it's only been 3 years since I had ever even really held a gun or shot a gun. And it was something my husband was an Alaska State Trooper. And so we had kids in our home and guns always around, but I was very unfamiliar with them and actually honestly uncomfortable because I didn't understand the safety of them, or I didn't understand how to manipulate them, and so I felt like I couldn't safely even pick one up. So it came from just a real desire in me of wanting to shoot and wanting to know I could safely and secure any weapon that I came in contact with and teach my children. I finally had the opportunity just about 3 years ago to get out on a range and have somebody take time and teach me how to shoot. I got an M&P shield for Christmas 3 years ago, and really what came about the holster business was I started getting online searching for a holster for my new gun and couldn't find one anywhere. I searched and searched through all of the big box stores and trying to find what I could buy when I finally came across someone online who was making them. And so I went through the process of ordering a custom holster, and at the end it ended up being a 12-week wait. So here I had a gun that I wanted to shoot, and I had this new passion in me of I want to go to the range and shoot. And I got to shoot at outdoor ranges, so it was all drawing from a holster. And yet I didn't have a holster. And so about 4 weeks went by, and I started to get impatient. And I thought, man, this guy is making a holster. What does that mean? You know, how does he make it? So then I got on YouTube and started to kind of look at, well, how do you make a holster? And I was lost for days and weeks. I probably spent, you know, 200 hours on YouTube. And then I just poured myself into this process of learning how to make a holster. I bought a bunch of equipment, and my husband said that I wasn't allowed to tell anybody I was doing it because he thought for sure it would be kind of like women who say they're going to quilt or whatever. You buy it, and then it sits in a pile for 10 years. And so I went to my basement, and I ordered Kydex, and I ordered all these different materials I knew I needed for one holster. And I disappeared one night in my basement and came back up with what I say is the ugliest holster I've ever made. But I was so proud, and it held the gun.
I tell you, I'm going to have to stop you there. I think I mentioned that we take breaks every 13 and a half minutes, so we're a little past. So we'll be back with Jessica and more of her story on the Dan and Dave Show right after this.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose, and with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mike Karuchak. Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about amongst themselves? If you do, join us on the Doctor's Lounge and hear the doctors' conversations amongst themselves. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schertz, every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we do thank everyone for listening, and we've got a bunch of folks that are listening in, and we do appreciate it. And we've got a very special guest, Jessica, on from Eclipse Holsters, and we're finding out all sorts of information. I promise we won't sell any of it, Jessica, unless we get a really good price. But beyond that, we're finding out a bunch of stuff, and look forward. Dan, I think you had a question that you wanted to ask Jessica.
I do. Jessica, I'm looking through your website, and I'm seeing that you offer not only a brand and model choice for fitting the holster to, but a hand choice, color choice, a rivet choice, and a belt loop size. I mean, you must offer 1,000 different varieties of holsters, and I'm curious, how do you manage that?
Well, we do. It does seem like every day it's growing and expanding to all the options. Everything I do is custom made to order. So it's essentially build exactly what you want on the website, like you said, down to the rivet choice and belt loop size. And then I, you know, print it off on my end and it goes into the queue. And I carry a back stock of quite a bit of Kydex, but I'm pretty lucky to live in the place where the distributor is fairly close to me. If I need material or something that I'm short on, I can get it within 3 days. And my turnaround time is 3 weeks or less for all holsters. So everything, once it's brought in as an order, I look at it, and I, if it's on the website, that means it's in my shop and it's ready to be made and sent out, you know, as quickly as we can get it done. And so it does give people a lot of options.
Jessica,
I
want to stop you and ask a quick question, which is totally related to what you're talking about. But, you know, a 9mm is not a 9mm. You might have a Glock, you might have a Beretta, you might have this. And my gosh, do you own every one of those so you'll know exactly how it fits? Or how do you make it the customized holster fit a particular weapon?
Sure, yeah, that's a great question. I wish I owned every firearm individually, but what I use and what all holster makers use are things called blue guns. So it's an exact replica model of that particular gun, the brand. You know, I have every Glock, Sig, Sauer, M&P. I have probably 75 different makes and models, whether they're in blue gun, or I do have a small personal collection of real guns. And Kydex is the material I use. It's a thermoplastic, and it can be manipulated into almost any shape after you apply heat to it and you put it over the material or around the form that you want to use. And so I use, if somebody orders a Glock 19 holster, I use my Glock 19 replica, and I heat the Kydex around that, and it's built to perfectly fit around the Glock 19.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a process. And you do that in 3 weeks, and you'll imprint their custom design or logo on the holster as well.
Right. On the website, you see a bunch of different colors and patterns that are able to be ordered immediately. So you drop it all into your cart, build your holster, order it right away. But beyond that, we can take things a step further and do what we call an infusion process into the Kydex. I work with a company that does it. And we can literally take any JPEG image. I've had people send me an image of their personal tattoo, police badges, special quotes that they want written out. And it's the image is taken exactly how you send it to me. It's put into the piece of Kydex, and then I use that and form a holster out of it. And it just gets extremely personal at that level. It's still running about a three-week turnaround time. And there aren't a lot of companies doing that type of custom work. So it's a pretty unique process. It makes the item even more special. It's pretty.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We could do a Dan and Dave custom holster.
You absolutely could, yes.
Wow.
And it would be a joke, sort of like the show. But beyond that, no.
I could put my water gun in it.
Well,
I could be a quick draw.
Dan's the only person that went to a gun show, and they wouldn't even let him play with the blue guns, you know. but that's all right. So your demographics, Jessica, what have you seen them change in the 3 years, or have they stayed pretty much the same? And would you say your demographics are 50-50 women, men? Or how would you view and any changes that you've seen? And what you look for in the future with demographics?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I've seen a real big change in the demographic, and I would definitely say it's not 50-50. I would say maybe 80-20, if that 20% female might even be a stretch. It might be less than that. So, and I'm going off of just the name of the person that orders through the website and who it is that I know I'm building and shipping to. I tend to do a lot for law enforcement, a lot for military, because they already carry guns and they already have some in their own personal collection that they want to have that are easily concealed. The inside of the waistband holsters that I make are so slim and so comfortable. It just provides a great way to carry any type of gun when you're off duty, if you're a police officer or, you know, somebody looking for that option. I'm excited about the female side of it. I remember how I felt when I got on the website 3 years ago to order my first holster. I was so intimidated, even by the questions that they were asking. I didn't even know what a sweat guard was. And I had to ask a friend of mine, I don't know what this means, help me order. I didn't even know how to order a holster. My heart and passion is definitely to see more females, you know, carrying and more females comfortable with it. I haven't seen an increase personally yet, but I look for that. And if I had free time, which I don't seem to have, but someday I would love to be an instructor myself on the firearm side and really, you know, be specifically for females. So I do a lot of holsters for military, like I said, a lot for police. And then there's a whole side of me that has a real passion for the competitive shooting arena. And I've done some pretty neat custom things that are, you know, used just in the competitive field. So for USPSA, I'm doing, you know, kind of specialized offset drop type holsters. And that's fun. That side of it is just really fun.
I guess it's the SHOT Show that's going on right now.
Yes, I'm extremely jealous of every person walking around SHOT Show right now. That's on my list for 2017 is to be there, just to shop and experience it.
Well, it must be something else. I've seen a bunch of people involved with it, so it must be something else.
Is that in Atlanta, Dave?
No.
In Vegas.
in Vegas.
Well, my wife won't let me go there anyway for, I don't know, some reason. But nor will yours either, Dan, so there you go. What?
Well, you just tell your wife that you're coming here, and I'll tell my wife that I'm going there, you know. That's how it's done. We need to talk offline about this, obviously. You've missed something growing up.
And maybe we can meet Jessica out there, and she'll bring some holsters, and who knows, we'll go from there.
But, so,
Absolutely. So, Jessica, do women have any special requirements for a holster that men might not?
Well, we have hips. And it's just more uncomfortable to carry in the same position that a guy would. And so I have that unique ability to try things on for the female side and build it possibly a little different to help females to have it fit your body better. It's so difficult to conceal if you're wearing leggings and a blouse. So I can talk to that demographic and I can relate to them and do things that we can. I mean, I've made specific holsters for a female who, you know, wanted to. She carries like a side purse attached to her at all times, and I've done something where we've built a holster to carry inside of her purse. So I like to take time and help females find other ways to carry. I had one girl tell me that her instructor told her the only place that females should ever carry is under her arm. I don't know why the instructor said that. That really surprised me, but I feel like just like a man, if you can safely carry it in a holster on your hip or on, you know, appendix carry or the small of your back, wherever you're comfortable to carry it and it helps and it's going to make you carry your gun, I say go for it.
Jessica,
so I'll build,
are you going from strictly concealed? Are you going to get into the open carry? Like Texas just passed it. Georgia, we have an open carry. So are you going to get into that as well as your concealed?
Oh, absolutely. Everything that I do, it's up to you how you carry it. Concealable would be any inside-the-waistband holster I make, but I make just as many outside-the-waistband holsters that go on the outside of your belt. They have two belt loops, and you open carry them, you know, however you want. So they still sit very, very close to your side. They aren't a giant sidecar like you'll see some of these old, you know, big hunky holsters are. It's really slim, angled in so that it kind of curves around the side of you. But absolutely, you can open carry any, if you're comfortable carrying that way and your state allows, you could have the holster showing all you want.
Dan.
Well, I tell you, hearing you talk and thinking about this, I'm thinking about a couple of people that I know that have concealed carry permits, and I think next Christmas they're going to be getting nice holsters for Christmas. One guy is a helicopter pilot, and I just bet you he would love to have some kind of helicopter emblem on his holster. What a great idea. What a great gift item. And affordable. I'm cheap. But I could still afford it.
Well, on that note,
Dave knows I'm cheap.
That may be the most truthful statement of the show today. So with that being said, we're going to have to take our second break. We'll be back on the Dan and Dave Show with Jessica and from Eclipse Holsters right after this.
The United States Justice Foundation, since 1979, has been dedicated to instructing, informing, and educating the public on legal issues confronting America. That means you and me. When necessary, this nonprofit organization has had to litigate to present the constitutional view. Since 1980, USJF has submitted testimony to the U.S. Senate on all but one U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Learn more about USJF by visiting their website at www.usjf.net. Support this nonprofit as it defends our rights, our liberty, and our Constitution.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on AmericasWebRadio.com.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show with the owner of Eclipse Holsters, Jessica. And this, I love what we're talking about. You know, you obviously got into your business at the right time. Every time our infamous whatever mentions more and more gun control, it ups the sales of guns. Do you, in your distribution, is it mainly dealing one-on-one with people, or do you have any distributorships or dealers that just exclusively handle your holsters across the country and even in Alaska?
I would say 95% of what I do still is individual, either through email, website, LinkedIn, or, you know, whatever source we find them in. But I have been picked up by several gun stores. I sell out of one in Colorado and several in the Virginia area. And those work well. It's a lot of work to get, you know, distributors their product. They order in big quantities, and it's a blessing, but it's a lot of work as well. But it definitely spreads the word of my business. I don't have any in Alaska yet. I have there's a big competitive group up there that deals uniquely and solely through me. So any of the competitive shooters that are getting their holsters, I've had the privilege to make a lot and send them up there to Alaska. But I haven't been picked up in a gun store there yet.
Well, Mom and Dad should go out and find you a gun store.
Yeah, they should. Mom and Dad should move to Virginia where it's toasty warm and just, you know, help me out in my shop.
Well, you know, have you got your kids working yet?
I have, actually. Yeah, my kids, they cut. I order Kydex in such big amounts now that they'll stand out there and they cut it into the usable pieces. They vacuum a lot. They put bell loops together for me. They do a lot to help Mom out and to get money to take their girlfriends to the movie.
Well, okay, you segued into something I was going to bring up anyway. I want to invite and tell everyone that they should go see 13 Hours. I can't say it was the greatest movie that I've ever seen in my life, but it reinforces what we're talking about today in some shapes and forms. And at the same token, It's just a very well done movie, and the message that it sends is very important as we go into this election year. I highly recommend everybody go and see 13 Hours. Dan, have you got? I'm going to throw the ball back at you.
You're going to throw it at me?
Well, you know, if you have a question for Jessica.
Well, yeah, I do. What is it? Oh, dear. I just had a lapse of memory. I did my my ADHD thing, and I glanced away at my screen here, and I started reading an email, and then I'm hearing you call my name, and it's like waking up from a dream. It's like, where was I in that dream? I'm not sure if I want to get back to the dream or if I want to answer the question. But I am so amazed at Jessica and her entrepreneurship, and I think she is the you know, I hate to brag on you too much, not even knowing you, but it's so fun to hear a success story from an entrepreneur, especially a female entrepreneur. And I think that's awesome. I think your Alaska background probably played a lot into this, being a rugged, independent Alaskan. You probably figured you could do it, and why not? So you went out and did it. And it's, you know, Dave, we need to get her product on the Dan and Dave, or on the America's Web Radio website. Well, I know that you're working on a way to feature companies.
I think
like
that
her company would be a good feature.
Definitely happen. Jessica, okay, you've done this in 3 years. What, and you said your husband was trying to get you to add products and so forth and so on. Where do you see this going in another 3 years and even further out than that?
Well, I would say in another 3 years, I will have definitely moved out of where I'm working currently. At the rate that I'm growing, it's incredible. You kind of have touched on it a little bit, and I just, you know, thank our current president for as many times as he does open his mouth, it boosts my sales, and I love it. And so I'm ready to expand. I have an employee now in my shop. His name is Connor, and I literally kind of feel like he's an angel in my life. He's saved me and helped me go from where I was to being able to expand as much as I have, and now I feel like I'm at the next point. I like what I do with the custom work. I like that I offer as many options as I do. Expanding along those lines is something I look forward to. I've had constant questions and a desire for people to see a few options that I don't carry, one of them being a level 2 retention holster. Right now, everything that I build is what we call level 1. So there's only one type of retention, and it's around the trigger. And you can take your holster with the gun inside and turn it upside down and give it a good shake, and that gun's not going to come out. But you can draw it easily, you know, from the upright position. Level 2 holster would just give you a second form of retention, keeping that gun more secure. And a lot of police officers are looking for that. So I do have some items on what I call like my brain board in my shop, and that's one of the items on there that I'd like to at some point during the next several months work on creating a holster line that allows for 2 types of retention. Another, you know, there's new things always developing in the holster world, and so I want to stay competitive in that and stay you know, kind of challenge myself on what's new. But always, I don't think I'll ever get away from what I do right now, which is customizing to each individual person. I'll tell you, the biggest seller over the holiday season, somebody started to make Kydex in the color Tiffany Blue, and that just blew up in the female line. And so the more I get out there and tell, I think it's telling the husbands, hey, you want to get your girl a gun and check out, it doesn't have to be black holster. It can be this. It can be Tiffany Blue with Tiffany rivets. And it's getting people excited. And it's the girly side of me. I like making it custom. And I like, you know, I like putting purple on stuff. So
let's talk.
I'll keep doing that.
You
mentioned the material Kyvec. Is that a cross between Kevlar and Tyvek?
No. You know, originally it was made from a company in Philadelphia, and it's what they were finding something to put on the interior of aircraft. So if you think about a car or like the inside wall of an airplane, so many things are made out of Kydex. It's a really thick, I say plastic, but it's a thermoplastic, and it's made out of 3 different types of materials all heated together, and it's super durable, and it can be manipulated once heat is added. I heat it to about 320 degrees, and it's like a floppy piece of cheese. And I put it over the gun inside of a vacuum press, and I, you know, suck all the air out, and it just seals it around that gun. And as soon as it's cooled, it is hard back to its original, you know, temperature, but it's now taken the shape of whatever I put it around.
Now, this and, that, at one time, wasn't it used in blow molds as well?
In what?
In back many years ago, before they had all of the CAD systems and all this, they'd make a form, and it was used, I believe, in blow molds. They were called back then, or vacuum molds. Yeah, this may be way before your time. So, but
okay.
I think the product was used back then. If we got a little political on you, because you're in an accessory portion of the gun business, do you feel like we're going back to the days of the Wild West, or do you think this is strictly Second Amendment? And what do you hear from people that call in and order from you?
Well, the people that order from me, I think, feel they have the same mindset I do, that, a person has a right to carry and protect themselves and their families. And those are the people that are buying these types of holsters. They're not trying to, I don't think they're even really trying to make some statement or some point. They just want something that's affordable and concealable and reliable for their firearm, just like people have, you know, forever. That's what I'm hearing. I've been really surprised on social media. Different pictures that I've put up have sure stirred a lot of hate and resentment, even towards myself, people saying really negative things and being, you definitely can tell people's opinions, but the more opinions I get are from people that are anti-gun, that don't support what I'm doing and don't think I should be out there even selling the product, much less putting a picture of it on social media. So whether it's changed in the last several years or not, I think all things progress because of social media. I think even with the news and the way that we get things delivered to us instantaneously, if there's something that's going on in our world, you get a text on your phone like 2 seconds after it's happened. So whether or not people are any different now than they were 10 years ago, I just think society is different. And so if you don't like something, you get to tell everybody you don't like it in one Twitter, in one tweet, in one, you know, post on LinkedIn in 2.5 seconds. So I get a lot of that, and I just kind of move on. don't follow me if you don't like guns.
Well, you told me something about Virginia that I found just blew me away with, and it actually, I started checking into it, and it came almost directly from the White House, and changing your all's reciprocal agreements with other states. And I that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
I agree completely with you, and I have a lot of friends who agree the same. Some of my closest friends are top level shooters in the competitive world, and they all live in North Carolina. And now all of a sudden, because of this political garbage, as of, however many weeks ago, now they can't cross over that invisible line between North Carolina and Virginia and have their CCW license be reciprocal anymore. It's ridiculous. I think they, took 28 states off of our CCW license, and why you can now carry in one state and not another doesn't make sense to me.
I tell you, with that being said, we're going to have to take our last break. You're listening to the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio. We'll be back right after this.
It's that time of year again. If you suffer from itchy eyes, sneezing, a constant runny nose, sinus headaches, or an increase in asthma symptoms, and you're tired of using allergy medicine, maybe it's time to stop putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
Peachtree ENT Center believes in treating the problem instead of masking the symptom. We are pleased to offer an innovative alternative that can free you from this routine. Sublingual immunotherapy is a safe, easy, and effective way to treat allergies to food and environmental allergens for you and your family. Imagine placing drops under your tongue to treat allergies. No shots, no office visits with time off from work, and freedom from needing daily allergy medication. Just think, next year, you can actually enjoy being outdoors. About an hour of your time is all it takes to change the quality of your life. Remember, Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your health care freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's D-O-C-S, the number 4, patientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on AmericasWebRadio.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and
Dave show.
Boy, I tell you what, if I didn't have that cattle prod that reached from Atlanta, Georgia to Portland, Oregon, I'd never get the Dave out of you, would I? But anyway, we know the cattle prods work well. So I'm just one thing I am curious about. Do your orders, besides the demographics of men and women, are there any particular areas that you see or loading up on your products more than someplace else like Texas or the Southeast compared to the Northeast or compared to the Midwest?
I see patterns. Most recently, I've seen lots in Colorado. Colorado's just stocking up, I'll tell you.
That's because they're smoking more marijuana and they're fixing to meet in the street or something, I guess.
Outside of that, I'm surprised every time I send things to California, and I'm excited because I know how difficult it is there. And I've had a lot of people in California order from me. I was chatting with my guy that I work with, Connor, because we sent recently several holsters to Austria that was a large frame gun with a suppressor threaded barrel on it, and we were just kind of commenting like, wow, whoever this is must be pretty high up there to be getting all these holsters with suppressed barrels on them. And most of it's just kind of hit or miss, just scattered all around the country, but there are a few that stand out to be kind of heavier than others lately. Colorado for sure, I think they're the number one. And, I mean, I have to say, even though I don't have a gun store that's carrying my gear in Alaska, I send a ton of stuff back home, and I love it. I've done several custom holsters with the Alaska flag infused onto the front of it, and those are just really special to me.
You brought up a subject that I'm curious about. You use your blue gun to make them all in all. You brought up the fact that you sent an order with a suppressor, a silencer, basically. So where do you get those? Where do you get a model of a suppressor to make your mold or to do your thing with it?
Well, I'll clarify. His gun could carry a suppressor. I created a holster that would fit a gun with a threaded barrel on the end of it. So I knew what the outcome needed to look like, and I just use the blue gun I had here and a bunch of measurements, and that's where I get creative. He won't carry it in the holster with a suppressor on it, but there's about an inch of a threaded barrel that sticks out from the gun that needed to be accommodated for this particular holster. And, you know, I've said no a few times to customers, but usually I say, okay, I'll give it a try, and it turns out great. So that was one of them. That was one of those real custom. And when I say custom, we're not talking, you know, black holster with black belt loops. It's pretty much anything you can kind of dream up that you want to see put on a holster, or if you have a certain gun that's got something special done to, you know, the frame of it. I really work with customers to build exactly what it is that they're looking for.
That's why. By the way, if the guy in Austria doesn't like the show or anything, be sure and give him Dan's name and his address.
You got it.
Yeah, send them my way. Send them my way. I see that you also build magazine pouches. Do you have any other ancillary items like magazine pouches, or picture here of a handcuff holder?
Right. Just a few. So any gun that I can make a holster for, I also offer either single or double mag pouches to accommodate that particular model. I make M4 pouches, and then the other item you see, like you mentioned, is the mag handcuff carrier, and that was created from constant nagging from several Alaska State Troopers begging for me to come up with an option for them to carry, and I figured it out. But outside of that, I've had a few requests for like a mag light holster, lots of people looking for knife sheaths. It's just not something. I don't personally carry a knife, and so I don't find that I have kind of the knowledge or the expertise inside myself to start building holsters for it, because
right.
I don't have any personal experience with it.
Jessica, you mentioned that you sell a lot to police departments and policemen and so forth, and also to the military. Are you seeing an increase in your business to security-type companies, be they contract or just security in general?
I do work with one security company that's pretty big out of Virginia Beach, and they've acquired my, you know, services to make in upwards of 50 to 100 of the same identical holster, and they've shipped them maybe over with a whole group of contractors going overseas to teach somewhere. They're pretty, when it gets into that type of a thing, they're pretty strict on their rules as far as what the holster has to look like. A lot of times they can find them much cheaper, made, you know, by some mass manufacturer, and you take the custom side out of it. And so they have to go that route versus, you know how the government is. It's the cheapest, it's the most you can get for the cheapest price. And so that kind of excludes my business when you're looking at it at that level. I have done some individual private security firms, one out of California, and I made 150 taser holsters for them. So that's another item I've covered is, you know, not just firearms, but tasers as well.
Dan, you want to go through the stuff with Jessica on how people can, if they're not as cheap as you are, if they wanted to to buy a holster and so forth?
Yeah, Jessica, this has sure been fun. You've given me a lot of gift ideas. And tell our audience how the best way to get a hold of you, how to order products, where to find you. We'll give you a shameless self-promotion opportunity.
Thank you. I will take it. I appreciate it very much. Again, I am on all social media under Eclipse Holsters. You can see, you know, close to 400 different pictures on my Instagram account and Facebook. The website is eclipseholsters.com, and you can order pretty much anything directly off the website, and then all of the real specific custom, your personal logo or image that you want done has to be done directly with me, and that is all done by email, which is eclipseholsters@yahoo.com.
And that would be a JPEG image?
Yes, a JPEG image. Yep. And I, you know, it always takes a little bit of conversation going back and forth to make sure we get the colors right and just get the image exactly how you want it. And then, you know, if you want to just see what that might look like, definitely go on to the social media sites. I have great web image galleries up, and you can scroll and just see just countless different designs that people have sent in, and just really how unique and individual we can make it for you.
I'm always curious how people find a solution for their needs. And do you think they're finding you more on Facebook, or are they finding you more at your website?
Before you answer that, I got to interrupt for 1 second. I realize that old age got a hold of me as well today, and I forgot to mention to the guys coming on with the land surveying show that we're already here on our conference call. So as they come in, if they just will give us a couple of minutes more with Jessica, then we'll go into the land surveying show. I heard one of them come in, so if they'll just stay tuned, and we'll get back with Kurt and his guest in a little while. But we want to finish up with Jessica right quick.
So, in other words, Jessica, we have mass confusion.
That's okay.
Yeah, and we're going to shoot them all.
I have four teenagers. I live in mass confusion.
So anyway, have we covered how they get a hold of you right quick one more time on your website?
Yep, website is eclipseholsters.com. Everything else, Eclipse Holsters. Just type it in and find me.
Jessica, it has been an absolute delight, and we appreciate you being on America's Web Radio. And could I be presumptuous and say we'll call you and have you back on in the future?
I would love it. It would be great. Thank you both so much for having me.
And you gave your parents their walking orders. They're to go get you dealers in Alaska.
Well, I changed that to just have them move here.
Oh, just have them move. Okay. Okay, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, forget about Alaska. Just have Mom and Dad move.
Well, they can come over to the East Coast, the right coast, and they'll love it in Virginia. Virginia's a beautiful state. Anyway, we're going to have to bail out of here. Dan, thank you for everything, as always. Jessica, look forward to chatting with you. Thank you for the holster, and we will be talking to you in the very near future.
Great. Thank you both. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dan, take care, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes, sir. You're listening to America's Web Radio on and the Dan and Dave Show. We'll be back right after this with the Land Surveying Hour, the NSPS Hour on America's Web Radio.